The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we uncover the remnants of history every day. Today is February 24th, 2019. The day was February 24th, 1803. The landmark U.S. Supreme Court case, William Marbury versus James Madison, Secretary of the State, was decided. The decision established judicial review, or the idea that the actions of the executive and legislative branches of government are subject to review by the judiciary. It also ruled that the Supreme Court had the power to determine if those actions were consistent with the Constitution. And if they were not consistent, then the court could declare them void. Many state courts already exercised judicial review by the time Marbury versus Madison was decided, and there had already been talk of giving this power to the federal courts. But this case helped establish the judiciary as equal to the executive and legislative branches in power. And the decision established the Constitution as the supreme law of the land, with the Supreme Court as the ultimate authority for interpreting it. The presidential election of 1800 had been a dramatic one. Democratic Republican Thomas Jefferson narrowly beat incumbent President John Adams, who was a Federalist. Democratic Republicans were also set to become the majority party in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. So, as Adams was on his way out, he and Congress passed the Judiciary Act of 1801. The act created a bunch of new judicial offices, and Adams proceeded to pack those offices with Federalists in what appeared to be a last-ditch attempt to strengthen Federalist power and throw Jefferson for a loop. Adams appointed 16 new circuit judges and 42 new justices of the peace, including William Marbury. The Senate approved the so-called midnight appointees, and Adams signed a slew of commissions for the new judges. Secretary of State John Marshall, who had been appointed Chief Justice, notarized the appointments. The kicker is, several of those commissions weren't delivered before the presidential transition, and the remaining appointments weren't valid until they were delivered by the new Secretary of State, James Madison. And once President Jefferson took office on March 4th, 1801, he told Madison not to deliver the commissions. William Marbury, who had been appointed a justice of the peace in the District of Columbia, was one of those leftover appointees. So Marbury petitioned the Supreme Court to get Madison to deliver the commissions, asking the court for a writ of mandamus, forcing delivery of the commissions. A writ of mandamus is an order from a court to a public agency or governmental body that commands that entity to perform an act required by law that it has refused or neglected to do. The court did rule that Jefferson and Madison were in the wrong for refusing to deliver the commission, but it also didn't make Madison hand over the commission. The court claimed that it did not have jurisdiction in the case, and it could not issue the writ, as the Judiciary Act of 1789 that had authorized the court to do so was unconstitutional and therefore void. The Judiciary Act of 1789, Chief Justice John Marshall pointed out, extended judiciary power beyond that given in Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution. Chief Justice John Marshall wrote the unanimous opinion. In it, he said the following. It is emphatically the province and duty of the judicial department to say what the law is. Those who apply the rule to particular cases must, of necessity, expound and interpret that rule. If two laws conflict with each other, the court must decide on the operation of each. So, Section 13 of the Judiciary Act of 1789 was void, and Marbury didn't get his seat as Justice of the Peace in the District of Columbia. The judiciary's job was to uphold the Constitution, the decision said. Thus, the Supreme Court gained the ability to declare a law unconstitutional, and judicial review was born. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks for joining me on this trip through time. See you here in the exact same spot tomorrow.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.